last year in the United States, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was trying to speak during a Senate confirmation hearing. She was ruled out of order and told to stop. When the majority leader tried to explain why, he said this: Senator Warren was giving a lengthy speech. She had appeared to violate the rule. She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted. Well, that phrase, "nevertheless, she persisted," became a rallying cry in the United States and elsewhere for many women. Today's reading from the Gospel of Mark is about a foreign woman who seeks out Jesus on behalf of her sick daughter. She approaches Jesus and politely but firmly requests that he heal her daughter. Jesus, to our surprise, says no. He says, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Our common interpretation of these words is that by children, Jesus means his fellow Jews, and by dogs, Jesus means the Gentiles. The woman is a Gentile. She says, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." She accepts Jesus' premise that she and her daughter may indeed be dogs, but she's still entitled to the crumbs, the leftovers, and the food is the healing power that Jesus commands. Jesus relents and tells the woman, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home, and it was true. Her daughter was healed. Jesus rebuffed the woman. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. We notice the woman of the story is not seeking her own healing. She's advocating for her daughter. Parents of kids with special needs, usually moms but also dads, learn they have to constantly advocate for their children. The system is designed to serve everyone the same, yet kids with special needs, by definition, don't fit into what's normal. Nevertheless, they persist. Persistence is necessary if you want to get results. The woman of the gospel story, who's not named, we only know she is a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. In other words, she's from the part of the world we now know as Syria. The woman of the story is persistent in her encounter with Jesus. What is unusual about this healing story is that in the encounter, it is Jesus who seems to undergo a change or a transformation. The biblical word is metanoia. This leads to some interesting questions about Jesus. If Jesus is the Son of God, doesn't that mean he's perfect? And if he's perfect, why did he change his mind? Can a perfect person be wrong? Well, perhaps Jesus was not perfect. Human beings are not perfect, and Jesus was a human being. He would have grown up to make all the usual human mistakes on his way to adulthood. In this story, he reveals he had the humility to recognize when he was being inflexible and to actually change his mind. Jesus came to a moment of discernment in his life and ministry. This unexpected demand from the Syrophoenician woman caused Jesus to see himself and his ministry in a new way. He discerned that his ministry was for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. That word discernment is a word we're going to hear throughout the fall as we explore what it means for us as people of God. We're going to be given opportunities to discern God's call for each of us and for this community. What is God calling us to do and to be as individuals and together as a community? As we contemplate the story of the Syrophoenician woman, there's a couple of ideas we can contemplate. The first, of course, is persistence. The Syrophoenician woman had the courage to persist in her advocacy for her daughter. Jesus resisted, nevertheless, she persisted. How often are we presented with challenges in life and we choose not to persist? How often do we abandon a prayer request when we think all is lost, when we've given up hope? There is a lesson to be learned in persistence. The second idea to contemplate is flexibility. Have you ever been on the receiving end of a demand you were not expecting and you think is totally unreasonable? And yet, after thinking about it, you say, well, maybe so. Jesus did not seem to think the woman's request was a reasonable one. He assumed his mission was to serve only people who looked and talked like him. The foreign woman should not even have known who he was, let alone presume to make demands on him. So Jesus had a choice. He could remain inflexible and refuse to help, or he could see himself in a new way and respond. Jesus chose to respond in love and compassion. Let us be persistent in our advocacy for ourselves and for others. And let us be responsive to the needs of others and follow Jesus' way of love and compassion. Amen.